Here's tonight's Dear Abby. Dear Abby, I'm not a pretty woman. Certainly not photogenic. Yet over the years, I have been in numerous pictures. Some with family members, some alone on special occasions. When my family has get-togethers with other family members and or friends, my mother always brings photographs that show me in the most unflattering poses or the most unflattering circumstances, and I don't understand it. I have told her this is hurtful. I have asked her to stop this. She says I'm a, quote, poor sport, unquote. She says, quote, people aren't laughing at you, they're just laughing at the photograph. Abby, I am tired of being laughed at. I think she should stop making me feel so bad. Why does she do this to me? Signed, negative about photos in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, that's a good question. Why does Ma do this? What the hell's going on here, people? When my family has get-togethers, my mother brings only those photographs that show me in the most unflattering poses or the most unflattering circumstances. Well, that's quite a Ma. Hey, everybody, check this out. Here's Connie looking particularly unattractive. Hey, Connie, were you eating a lemon at the time, or is that your normal expression? look at Connie's face. Everybody, do you see that? No, they're not laughing at you, Connie. Hey, are you? They're laughing at the picture. You guys are just laughing at the picture, right? And look, here's Connie bent over the sink. Hey, flattering as hell from behind, sweetie. was there a pillow in your jeans that day or something? Just laughing at the picture, sweetheart. Just the picture. Come on, hey, we're not laughing at you. Now, why I keep taking photos of you only when you appear particularly vulnerable and unappealing, that is a legitimate question. I guess you'd have to check with a shrink on that. But the point is, we're not having fun at your expense. We're just having fun. And there's a difference. Now look at this one. This is Connie on the toilet. I hid in the shower for this one. Hey, Connie, what's with the grimace, huh? Nice mother. Nice mother you have there, Connie. What? Are you sure about that? Check to see if we have... we do. Ladies and gentlemen, bonus. Ding, 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 ding. Bonus, Dear Abby. That's unusual. Dear Abby, my husband's sister, Dana, is moving here from her mother's home 60 miles away. She says she needs to get away from Ma. My husband gave her the okay without consulting me. He told her, yeah, you can stay with us. Well, Dana and I don't get along. We never have. And I have problems with my mother-in-law, and I know that within a few months she's going to be moving in right behind her daughter. My husband's family has caused a lot of problems in our marriage. If there isn't any commotion, they will be sure to create it. In fact, we moved to this house to get away from them. Abby, if all this isn't enough, I'm due to give birth to our third child any day now, and I cringe when I think of another adult in our house. We don't have the room. I should also mention I have a lump on my breast I just noticed yesterday, and our mailman is stalking me. Plus, my only car is on fire right now. As I write this, I'm watching it burn right there in the driveway. I know we all have to weather the bumps in the road of life, Abby, but my boss just yesterday fired me because he said, quote, I wanted to see what it felt like, unquote. What do you think I should do, Abby? I have a gun, and I have drawn a little target on my temple, but so far I'm just telling people it's a new tattoo. Folks, a lot of times, if you want to feel better about your own life, all you got to do is check into what's going on in the Dear Abby column. Some people turn on Jerry Springer for the same reason, just to feel better about their own situation. You can do it just by reading Dear Abby if you're not into the electronic media.